This is a 57-year-old male who alleges he tripped and fell, slipped and fell at a Fresh & Co. facility in 2018 period. Transcription is please add the date of the accident period. He complained of right-sided neck pain at the time, and a few days later he was seen by a provider who had initiated physical therapy and given him NSAIDs period. Subsequently he had an MRI and then was enrolled in further physical therapy period. He stopped physical therapy as he had felt better, but he has flare-ups from time to time. He has gone to therapy occasionally, but currently is not in therapy period. His company, where he works for as a licensed social worker, has given him ADA accommodations, which is resting every 2 hours period. He does a home exercise program with stretch bands period. Recently, he has been referred to neurology, although he has not seen a neurologist as of yet. He reports, paragraph, current symptoms are neck pain, which is constant, visual analog score of 5 out of 10, period. He denies mid-back pain or low back pain, period. The details of the review of record, the details of the accident and treatment can be found from the review of records, period. Paragraph, impression, cervical spine sprain, compression. Of note, he reports he had a pre-existing left-sided disc herniation prior to the accident period. The new MRI revealed additional disc bulge, according to the claimant period, and therefore he has been started in physical therapy period. He has not had any injections nor any surgeries period. Paragraph. Impression cervical spine strain in the setting of a pre-existing disc herniation dash resolved. Thoracic spine strain resolved. discussion. The claimant reports he sustained a right-sided cervical spine injury when he tripped or slipped and fell at a Fresh & Co. facility, period. He was treated with physical therapy and NSAIDs, period. His MRI reveals a disc bulge, period. He had pre-existing disc herniation on the left side, which he left side, period. The alleged injury may have caused an aggravation of the pre-existing condition, period. Paragraph, on objective correction on examination today, there are no objective findings such as sensory loss or motor weakness. His compression cervical spine tests are negative, period. There are no spasms noted on the exam as well, period. He complains of subjective pain, which is constant, period. And therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, his cervical spine injury has resolved, period. No further treatment is warranted, period. cervical spine and disc herniations resolve with no treatment. Correction, the natural history of cervical spine disc herniations is resolution of symptoms within a one-year period, even if no treatment is rendered, period. This claimant has had appropriate treatment and has reached maximal medical improvement, period.
If there any way you could call
imaging studies reviewed by this examiner reveals,
all right, thank you so much,
disc bulging at C4-5 and C5-6 as well as C6-C7, period. There's some left-sided foramen or narrowing, period. These findings are consistent with this pre-existing condition, period. There are no right-sided foraminal narrowing noted, period. Thank you, and.